That must have been miserable work.
Well, they kind of look forward to it, like mining coal, one thing or another. We had to mine our own coal. And
You had to mine your own coal? Right there on the property, you had a little mine, huh?
there's several small mines in the Pine Ridge down there. Go out there with a 4-horse team and get coal.
Now, did you share those with other families, or that was on your property?
That was just at the whole our place. Several of them went to at the same time for themselves.
Had no idea. What about, you mentioned that most of the fences were wire. Were there ever fences made out of stone?
No.
No. So you wouldn't have any terms for that?
No.
And you mentioned, or you told me where a go devil was a type of plow. Were there other types of plows that you're familiar with?
There's a walking plow.
Okay, so, and that.
When you walk behind.
I guess if there was a walking plow, was there a riding plow?
Yes, there was a riding plow, a walking plow.
Now, did they have different numbers of shares to them?
Yes, you get some. The walking plow was all one, just one chair. But the other plow had, well, you could have several different plows on it.
Which kind did your family have?
Walking plow to start with, and then they finally got a riding plow.
It was a lot more fun to have a riding plow.
Right.
Oh, have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
What?
Have you ever heard of a gee whiz? What might you have used after you used the plow? What would you use to level out the field, either to
A
haul?
leveler
Okay, a leveler.
or a harrow?
A leveler is different than a harrow.
Yes, harrow has two teeth on it's for breaking up sod mainly.
Did you ever have a disc?
Yes, a disc.
And then that's different than a harrow.
Yeah, that's circular discs.
And what about, you mentioned a leveler. How would a leveler work?
It's a big made of timbers, and it as you go along, it fills the low places.
So you just drag that behind a
Yes.
horse and it would
Right.
skim off the top and drop into it. Okay. Now, is that like a Fresno? Have you ever heard of a Fresno?
Fresnos. Yes, I've seen Fresnos.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah.
Was there something smaller than a Fresno that people may have used to move earth?
Yes, but I can't think.
Was that called a slip? No.
Slip,
That was
yes.
called a slip.
Yes.
Okay, so that was a smaller version of the
Yes.
Fresno. Okay. What about what tools might a rancher have carried along with him?
Hammer.
Okay, anything else?
Wire cutter.
What would your father carry along for the sheep to cut their wool?
Sheep shears.
Can you think of any other tools that I might not know of or may never have heard of that he would have with him?
Well, a farm always has a shovel and a pitchfork and a crowbar and
All those good things.
yeah,
Did
that
you ever have
means
to use those?
I've used putting everything on the farm.
Which was your favorite to use?
Buck rake.
A buck rake. What's a buck rake?
It's a what you gather the hay up and put it on the stacker.
Now, was the stacker mechanized or was that?
Not when I started with it. Then they got these here tractors with a that they stack the hay with.
See. So they could connect on to the back of the tractor and
Front of the tractor.
front of the tractor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea, wasn't
Yeah, right.
it? Okay, so you mentioned, did your family have different types of tractors or just one?
My folks didn't have any tractors.